Hi everyone, this is Jack, and thanks for tuning in and downloading today's episode. As we embrace 2021, Monica and I just wanted to say thank you for all your continued support and great feedback. Please don't forget to sign up for our mastermind group at visualwow.com/mastermind. The content continues to grow. You can often catch live events as well as sign up for online portfolio reviews with either Monica or myself. Again, thanks for all your support, and now on with today's episode.
Next up on Visual Wow.
My clients are real people. They're not experienced models. And I really love having that every single time. Everyone is different. And so I get to work with them in a different way and present them in a way that makes them look like pros.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman, and special guest, Samara Hurley of Actionista Live.
Welcome back, Visual Community. I'm Jack Hartzman, your host, and once again, back with Samara Hurley from Actionista Live, Scottsdale, Arizona. And joining us this evening, and even more evening where they are dialing in from Milan, Italy, Aisha Khan and Federico Alessandro Galli, two incredible photographers, one on the corporate side, one on the social side of the industry. To everybody, welcome to the Visual Podcast.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for having me as your co-host again. See how I named myself your co-host?
I did notice that, and there was never any question in anybody's mind when you were on board that you were going to grab the microphone and run with it. And Fedi, to you and to Aisha, welcome all the way from lockdown Milan, Italy. This is very cool.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We have had guests chime in from the Philippines. We have had guests come from Japan. You are our first guest coming all the way from Italy. We as Americans know that Italy was one of the first and hardest hit countries during the global pandemic. And things were, as we know, as lockdown could be. Can you give the listening audience a little bit of background about what it was really like there in Italy?
Yeah, so in February, if I don't remember wrong, they had a very strict